Previously on Adventures in Odyssey.
Can you believe the wedding is the day after tomorrow?
Oh, I know.
I still can't believe I'm getting married. What is it, Eugene?
Mrs. Y says the wedding gown is ruined.
What?
She needs a dress.
If you find something white and poofy to replace it, she'll be fine.
They have it in her size. Oh, it's so beautiful.
Excuse me, miss. We're ready to purchase this.
But you can't.
Why not?
It's on hold.
We need this dress. I'll talk to whoever has it on hold. Maybe I can convince them to let us use it or something. Who is it?
It's me. And no.
You know, I'm really glad you're here, Wellington. It means a lot to me that you're supporting us.
Perhaps against my better judgment.
Penny's ring isn't here in my pocket.
You lost her ring? You've been conned. The little old lady who needed, quote, help across the street, she stole your ring.
There was a piece of tape on the walker that said property of Odyssey Retirement Home.
Aha! Then we will start there. No one gets away with scamming a Bassett.
Are you ready, Miss Wise?
No, I can't get a hold of my best friend or my fiancé or my parents.
You need to get into surgery. Now.
Here's the plan.
Okay.
You're good cop, I'm bad cop. Together we can get her to confess.
Well, how come I have to be the good cop?
Wooten, your bad cop would make Snow White look like a mob boss.
Good point.
Now, your job is to be nice to her, as if you genuinely like her.
Well, I think I might.
Perfect. Let's go.
I, 22.
Excuse me, Miss Dupree.
Oh, hello.
Hi.
Did you come to play bingo? Please, join us.
Oh, I was hoping you'd ask. I love bingo. You know, we met earlier, by the way.
Oh, yes. I remember you. You're the sweet dear who helped me cross the street this morning. B14.
Now, we actually have some questions for you, Miss Dupree.
Oh, please. Call me Ethel.
G-15.
Now, what questions, dearie?
You know the usual stuff, like how do you keep in such good shape?
Pilates. Twice a week.
You don't say.
O-65.
And are you interested in jewelry, Miss Dupree?
Oh, what girl isn't? Mm-hmm.
N-33.
Enough that you would steal some? Take advantage of helpful bystanders. We know you conned Wooten here.
N-44. I did win.
Just return the ring and we'll keep the police out of it.
What ring? O-68.
An engagement ring. One you know more about than you're willing to admit.
I lost it right around the same time we met you.
Do you know where you lost it?
Yes, when he was helping you cross the street.
Really? Oh, I feel awful. B-9.
Bingo!
Oh, a row already? Oh, my, you're good.
Oh,
here's your prize.
Okay.
A gift certificate for all-you-can-eat yogurt at the cafeteria on Saturday night.
Woohoo!
Yes, woohoo.
Okay, so here's what we're offering, Alice. We'll buy you the A-line from the Empress collection you liked, a more expensive dress, by the way.
And I'll give you a free haircut.
And I'll change your oil.
And rotate the tires.
Oh, come on. Are you gonna ask for a new fuel pump next?
He'll do it.
He'll do it.
I'll do it.
Then, the dress is yours.
Yes!
Stay a little longer. I was on a roll.
We may not. We weren't getting anywhere with Miss Dupree. She's too good.
Well, maybe she's not good. Maybe she's innocent. Which I suppose would make her good, come think of it.
Oh, don't be naive, Wooten. She's an experienced thief with the perfect sweet old lady cover-up. She's smart. But we can be smarter. Well, I can be smarter.
Leaving already, Wooten? Couldn't you find Ethel?
Oh, we did, Bridget. She seems real nice.
Does this so-called Ethel have any interests, habits, visitors with thick accents?
Well, normal interests. Knitting, embroidery, selling jewelry.
Selling jewelry?
Sure. In fact, she's going to a convention tonight in Connellsville. She's been really excited about the pieces she has to sell.
And what kind of pieces?
I'm not sure. She's very secretive about her jewelry. I think she's afraid it'll get stolen.
Thank you. You have been most helpful.
No problem.
Bye, Bridget.
Did you hear that, Wooten? Ethel DeFeef will most likely be selling Penny's ring tonight in Connellsville.
Oh, maybe. Hey, let me call Penny and tell her Bridget's coming to... Oh, look, she left me a message.
So, I'll look up when this convention is, and we'll catch her in the act. Of course she knows what we'd look like, so perhaps we should disguise ourselves.
We gotta get to the hospital. Come on!
Why? What's going on?
It's Penny. She's having an emergency operation.
Oh, I just got here myself. She's still coming off her anesthesia.
Wooten?
Oh, Penny, I'm so sorry I wasn't here earlier. How are you?
Oh, she's asleep again. Oh. I can't believe her appendix nearly burst. And here I told her she was only stressed. I'm the worst wedding coordinator ever.
No, it's not your fault, Connie. I'm the one who's promising in sickness and in health in 2 days, but I missed her operation because I'm playing bingo and interrogating an old lady.
What?
Hey, where are her parents?
Oh, well, I just talked to them. Eleanor's phone died, so they didn't get the call from Penny either, but they're on their way now.
Oh, can we still get married in 2 days?
I can leave tomorrow.
Oh. She's right. I talked to Dr. Graham just before you got here. We can even have the rehearsal tomorrow right on schedule.
Oh, there you are. For someone who takes 17 minutes to decide what kind of chili you want, you certainly can move through a hospital lobby at lightning speed.
Sorry, my legs were on panic alert. Connie, this is my brother Wellington.
Oh, the best man.
Yes, in every way, my dear. Wooten, we need to get down to Connellsville. The event is starting in an hour.
You're going to an event? What event?
Well, no, I'm not going anywhere.
But we need to get Penny's ring back.
Wait, what?
Staying.
What happened to her ring?
Oh, I can't believe you're going to let that gray-haired crook get away with this.
What is going on?
An old lady pickpocketed Penny's ring.
You don't have the ring?
Is something wrong?
No, everything's just fine.
No worries.
Okay.
Listen, all that matters is making sure Penny gets a rest.
Ah, so you're getting married without a ring, then?
You need to get the ring back, Wooten. Mm-hmm.
Well, then you'll have to do it, because I'm not moving out of this seat. That is, after I grab some cheese doodles from the vending machine, I'm not moving out of this seat.
Wellington, could you please tell me what's going on?
Are you coming with me?
If it means getting the ring back, I guess I'd better.
Then I'll explain everything on the way. I have a plan, but it'll work best with one more person.
Okay. I happen to have a spare person.
You want me to do what?
You and Connie approach Miss Dupree, posing as a couple searching for a wedding ring.
But I can't pose as a couple with her. I'm already married.
Good point. Take off your wedding ring.
What?
It's for a good cause, Eugene. You wouldn't want Penny to be devastated by not having a wedding ring, would you? Lying there in her hospital bed, recovering from life-or-death surgery.
Oh, fine.
Now, when she shows you a ring with a 3/4-carat diamond surrounded by sapphires...
If she does.
When, you quickly snap a photo of it. Proof in case she tries to rid herself of the evidence later.
What if she won't let us take a photo?
Then tell her you're going to text it to your friends. Now, get going. She's at booth 27. I need to leave before she recognizes me.
When will they be discharging you, honey?
9 a.m.
Yeah, and I'll pick her up.
Will I see you guys in the morning?
No, dear. We have plans.
Yeah.
Plans?
Oh, I'm just giving someone a haircut.
And an oil change.
And don't forget the tires. We'll see you at the rehearsal, honey. I'll bring the dress.
Okay.
Come on, Frank. Let's go.
All right. Oh, yeah.
See you guys.
Rest well, dear.
Have a good day.
Okay, thank you. Take care.
Now, are you okay, Penny?
Wooten, I was scared. No one was around. I couldn't get a hold of anybody.
Yeah, how'd she even get to the hospital?
Stella.
Stella who?
Stella, the cashier at the drugstore who caught me when I collapsed in pain while purchasing antacids. Ooh, I wonder if I paid for those.
I promise I'll be there for you next time.
I think I only had the one appendix, Wooten. But you can be around the next time some other part of my body is removed.
It's a deal. You know, I want to be there for you whenever you need me, Penny. I mean, I love being with you when it's fun and happy and all, but I'm marrying you because I want to be with you during all the times in between that, too.
I guess that's why they say for better or for worse.
But, you know, about the wedding...
Oh, I can't wait to marry you, Wooten.
Yeah, I can't wait to marry you either, Penny, but maybe we should rethink some things.
Excuse me.
Excuse me, are you selling rings by any chance? We're looking for something special.
Oh, what a cute couple.
Of human beings, thank you.
Are you engaged?
In a search for jewelry, yes.
Ah.
We're looking for something as romantic and perfect as our relationship.
Oh how sweet. Well, I have the perfect romantic ring. Mm. A recent acquisition, you might say. Do you like blue?
I like sapphire blue.
I knew it. And I can give you a fantastic deal on it. For a darling couple such as yourselves.
Yes. Please allow me to get my phone out so I can send a photo to my friends.
Connie? Oh, Eugene, what are you two doing here?
What are you doing here, Whit?
Well, I'm picking up Ethel.
What a dear you are, Whit.
I told Bridget I'd give you a lift home.
Oh, how thoughtful. And how do you know this sweet couple?
Well, Connie and Eugene are friends of mine.
Friend discount, then. 10% off.
Oh, but they're not.
Needing a discount.
Although it is a kind and generous offer, thank you.
I am so confused.
Here's the ring I was talking about. Lovely, isn't it?
Oh, it's plastic.
Now I'm confused as well.
Oh, I make all my jewelry out of the finest plastic.
Huh?
I melt them down in these molds that I make out of ketchup bottle tops. That'll be $1.50. With the 10% discount, $1.40.
Actually, 10% off $1.50 would make it $1.35.
Oh, brother.
But I wouldn't want to take advantage of your generosity. Here you go. Keep the change. Well, I guess we'd better be off. Thank you.
Bye.
Thank you, and congratulations. You make a darling couple.
Of individuals. Thank you.
Yes. Well, I'll see you two at Wit's End tomorrow. Early. Ethel Dupree, a thief?
Well, it made perfect sense at the time.
Wouldn't have if you'd gotten to know her. Ethel is the kindest person I know.
Ugh, I feel so silly suspecting her now.
Indeed.
Well, it's all well and good that Miss Dupree is satisfied, but we still haven't found the actual ring.
Well, are you certain it was stolen? I mean, it may have fallen out of Wooten's pocket on the sidewalk or even on the seat of the car.
No, he searched through the car seats already.
Perhaps someone found it and turned it in at the police station.
I called the police this morning. Nothing.
How about the jewelry store? Maybe it was turned in there.
Doubtful. But if it had been, they would have called Wooten. The ring is distinctive enough the jeweler would have recognized it to be his.
So, you got a good look at the ring?
Ah, yes, Wooten showed it to me. The gold felt cheap and thin. Not like you get on Fifth Avenue, that's for certain.
Ah. By any chance, would you have stuck the ring in your pocket?
No, I'm certain I gave it back to him. I mean, relatively certain.
But you were holding it when you left the jewelry store.
Yes, but I would have given it right back. Wouldn't I?
So what'd you want to show me?
Could you get in the car, Wooten?
Okie doke.
Yes, so yesterday after the jewelry shop, while you were walking Ethel across the street...
I know, so cliché.
I received that phone call.
A very important one, if I remember correctly.
Uh-huh. Well, I fielded the call in the car. I grabbed a cold soda.
You know, this might not be the best time to gloat.
Just look inside.
Okay, the glove compartment slash cooler?
Yes.
Hey, root beer!
No, look in the ice.
Oh! Penny's ring!
Yes, it seems I never gave the ring back to you after I looked at it. Miss Dupree interrupted us, then the call came in, and... well, I was distracted, and the ring must have still been in my hand when I reached for the soda.
Wow, this is amazing, Wellington. I never even considered that you might have it.
Yes, so... I'm sorry.
Wait, what did you say?
You heard me, and that's all you're going to get.
I just never heard that from you. Sorry.
Yes, and you won't hear it again, so... don't get used to it.
Oh, I won't. But, you know, I have been wondering about something else.
And that is?
Well, you really wanted me to get that ring back. Even more than I did. Why?
We've had our differences over the years. But I couldn't stand the thought of someone taking advantage of you.
Oh, thank you, Wellington. I never realized you cared.
Don't make too much of it.
But we're like real brothers now.
I wouldn't go that far.
We're identical twins.
The DNA barely overlaps.
We have sonogram pictures where you're sucking my thumb.
Merely didn't want to chap my own.
Oh, Mr. and Mrs. Wise, you're here. Are Penny and Wooten with you?
No. Well, they're not here yet?
No.
Grab my tomb belt, Eleanor. I noticed a wobbly pew the other day.
Oh, Frank.
Who were all these people?
Penny and Wooten have a lot of friends, all of whom ended up at the rehearsal for some reason. The only people who aren't here are Penny and Wooten. Oh, and the pastor, of course. The only three people who need to be here.
Oh, I'm sure they're on their way. Where should I put the dress?
I'll take it.
It's in the trunk. You did put it in the trunk, right, Frank?
Of course I put it in the trunk. You only reminded me six times. Even left it open for me, too.
No, I didn't leave the trunk open.
You most certainly did. I went out into the parking lot. It was wide open. Anyone could have come by and stolen that spare tire. Those don't come cheap, Eleanor. I had to buy a spare once at that tire shop on Magnolia.
You know what? It really doesn't matter. Let's just get it out.
I'll pop the trunk.
Hurry. We don't want Wooten to see it. Is the groom not allowed to see the garment bag either, or is that just for the dress?
There's no dress in here.
Of course there is. It's right.
Oh, no. It's been stolen.
Because you left the trunk open.
I didn't leave the trunk open.
Oh, no.
You put it in the wrong car.
Don't be ridiculous. I think I know what our car looks like.
Yeah? Well, it looks just like the car we parked next to last night. Remember? You said as much when we pulled in.
Well, come to think of it, there was a few things I didn't recognize when I put the dress in.
Oh, no.
I thought you bought that rug shampooer and duct tape for my birthday.
Oh, Frank, Penny's wedding dress is in the wrong car. It's gone.
Okay, we can call the hotel or rental car companies. We can...
Oh, this is awful.
Oh. Hi, everybody.
Hey, buddy.
Hi. Penny. How are you?
48 hours. My problems have been surgically removed and disposed of as hazardous waste.
That's wonderful.
Oh, isn't this exciting? Oh, hi there, Mrs. Kramer.
Bassett.
Wow, I never thought she'd come.
Free food.
Yeah, there are the Parkers and the Meltzers and that guy who hands out the sushi samples at the grocery store. Konnichiwa!
Guten-san!
Oh, Ethel, glad you made it.
I wouldn't miss it, dear.
Connie, we need to go over some things with you.
And darling, we need to talk to you about something very important.
But it will have to wait. The rehearsal was supposed to start 15 minutes ago. And where's the pastor?
I can stand in for the pastor.
Okay, thanks, Whit. That'll work for now. And at least you can pronounce Wooten's name.
We'll talk about it later.
Eleanor?
Okay, everyone inside, please. The rehearsal's about to start. Eugene, start the music.
Affirmative.
Okay, Penny, Frank, start walking up. Mr. Wise, walk on Penny's right. A little slower. A little more even. Penny, you don't need to wave at everyone.
Oh, sorry, but this is so exciting.
Yeah.
She looks so beautiful.
Somebody give her a handkerchief.
Okay, now, Penny, you stand where I've taped the X. Wooten?
Oh, I stand where you tape the W.
Right, and this is where the pastor will do a welcome and blah, 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 but you don't need to do that, Whit. Let's just skip to the vows.
Of course, but, Penny?
Connie, you need to know something.
What?
Wooten and I made a decision.
Penny, you can't make any changes now. And face the audience a little more.
Connie!
What?
Wooten and I aren't getting married tomorrow.
What?
We're getting married right now.
Now?
Yeah, we decided why have all the stress of another event where more things can go wrong.
People worry and panic.
When everybody we care about is here already. And Penny's wearing a beautiful dress. Oh, I love you in saffron yellow, Penny.
Oh, won't you?
That's ridiculous. The pastor isn't even here.
Well, actually, Connie, I'm the pastor.
This is pretend, Whit.
No, it's the pastor for real. It's Penny's gift for me. I knew she didn't like the idea of someone who didn't really know us well marrying us, so Whit got ordained.
What?
That's why I needed to go to Connellsville last minute.
And then he came to the hospital last night to talk to us about the ceremony.
I was so excited to hear he was going to perform the wedding, but then Whit saw how stressed we were.
Yeah, I went through an entire vending machine of cheese doodles.
So he suggested we just get married at the rehearsal.
But what about having a practice?
Well, I've been dreaming about marrying Penny for a long time, Connie. I don't need any practice.
But I'm wearing jeans.
And I haven't done Penny's hair.
And I'm wearing a tool belt.
And that's just how we want it. You all being you, and us being us. This is right.
Yeah, I suppose it is right.
Okay, everyone! This is the wedding! Real deal!
Where do you want me to start?
Just go straight to the important part, Whit.
Okay. Do you, Wooten Bassett, take Penny Wise to be your wedded wife? Do you promise to love her, comfort her, honor and keep her for better or worse, for richer or poorer, in sickness and health, and forsaking all others, be faithful only to her for as long as you both shall live?
I do.
Penny Wise, do you take Wooten Bassett to be your wedded husband? Do you promise to love him, comfort him, honor him, and keep him for better or worse, for richer or poorer, in sickness and health, and forsaking all others, be faithful only to him for as long as you both shall live?
I do.
And do you have the rings?
Surprisingly, yes. Penny, with this ring, I be wed.
Wooten, with this ring, I be wed.
I now pronounce you husband and wife, for real. Woohoo! Well, you may kiss your bride.
Woohoo! Oh, mm.
Presenting Mr. and Mrs. Wooten Bassett.
Penny, that was a perfect wedding for you two. Congratulations.
Oh, thanks, Connie.
I hope you're not upset. I know you put a lot of work into organizing it.
Oh, it worked out even better than I could have imagined.
Yeah, we can still have a big reception dinner tomorrow with all our friends as a yay, we're married celebration.
But tonight we get barbecue and pie.
Oh, wedded life is such bliss.
If you would proceed down to the south end of the lawn, demonstration.
Ooh, acrobats. I'll see you guys over there.
Okay.
I thank you.
Penny, we're so proud of you. So happy for you.
And I'm really happy I didn't have to wear that itchy tuxedo.
You're not disappointed then that I didn't use purple and gold candles? Or candles of any color, really?
Well, I would have loved to see the candles. You know, maybe just because I wanted a wise tradition to be part of your wedding.
Mom, the legacy you and Dad have made is more than just candles and dresses. It's the way you two love each other. I've seen you argue and forgive and make up and take care of each other for years. Your example is what made me want to get married. To love Wooten the way you love each other. That's the most important tradition of all.
Oh, Penny.
Oh, sweetheart.
Here's a handkerchief, Frank.
Thanks.
Congratulations, Wooten and Penny Bassett. It's great to see the two of you married, even if there was a little chaos on the way to the big day. All this talk about marriage makes me think of Matthew 19:5, where Jesus said, "A man will leave his father and mother and be united to his wife, and the two will become one flesh. Since they are no longer two but one, let no one split apart what God has joined together." In Ephesians, the Apostle Paul showed how the love between a husband and wife is a symbol of Jesus' love for the church. Wooten and Penny certainly have a big adventure ahead of them. I can't wait to see what God has in store for them as they follow Him together as a married couple. Adventures in Odyssey is a presentation of Focus on the Family. A Very Bassett Wedding was written and directed by Kathy Buchanan, with sound design by Jonathan Crowe, and music by John Campbell. Our executive producer was Dave Arnold. Our cast included Jess Arnell, Katie Lee, Kimmy Robertson, Will Ryan, Andre Stoika, Dale Ingram, Carol Mansell, Victor Brandt, Linda Porter, and Stephanie Shea. And I'm Chris, hoping you'll join us again next time for more Adventures in Odyssey.
Connie?
Oh, hi, Whit. Ooh, can you believe this trapeze act? She's gonna fall. If I could just get a man to catch me like that.
I noticed there's someone here you might not expect.
My dentist? Yeah, I know. I'm avoiding him. The minute I open my mouth, he'll know I haven't flossed since Labor Day.
No. The girl near the band with the hat.
Who? The one next to the girl who looks like Jules?
No, the one who looks like Jules.
Wait. That is Jules!